It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Red Sox get this season going with a win in Game 1, and that was your ace post-game, Garrett Crochet, who, I don't know, Curtis, you know stuff better than I know stuff. Had some stuff, but not the stuff yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think we have to worry about him hosting a radio show, but good thing he's great at baseball. And that was, I mean, you can't really find anything to complain about yesterday. I mean, what was the issue other than Devers sucking?
Yeah.
Do you think Casas liked the lineup he put together? I don't know if he was asked about that. But in general, you know, you had Willier Abreu of all people. But I love the managerial stuff. At my soul, Greg, you know.
Yeah.
I'm a seam head, as you've seen in Dueling Savants, because I've kicked Shime's ass twice.
No.
And by the way, this drink Courtney has gone through him, it smells like the absolute bottom of a subway train.
That's not true.
Oh, really?
I'm kidding.
I have not been gaseous in the least.
Okay.
I actually feel tremendous.
You seem like your head is very clear, which they say
remarkably
is
clear.
That it helps with clarity.
I got to tell you, the last like half hour, 45 minutes, I felt like I was buzzing. Like, it was great.
I'll be purchasing.
No offense, but his head seems no clearer than it does on any other day.
It's been an interesting morning. Shime's been having that drink, and Jackson just ordered breast milk, so I don't know what to make of it. But
did I get a flex alert on you, Shime, yesterday?
What?
You flexing a couple next week?
Oh, yeah, I will be out Monday and Tuesday.
Okay, all right.
Wow.
Try to keep up with that.
Well, that's good. Well-deserved.
Well-deserved, Shime. Well-deserved.
Yeah. He's here before everyone, leaves after everyone, works weekends.
We got Courtney Jackson. Must have a flex coming up not too far after.
Jackson Foundation. Jackson taking control?
I believe so, yes. I believe he will be sliding in the big studio.
Oh, this will be interesting.
But
I love when Jackson takes control
you do?
Of the ship and you're driving.
It gives me quite anxiety, but
it reminds me of the old days.
Well, Courtney was worried about Rafael Devers after what she saw yesterday.
Yeah, and I'm not worried about... I don't even want to say worried. I just think that we should keep an eye on it because when this first came to be, once we got Bregman and we were all really excited about it, Wiggy and I brought up that egos can be hurt in situations like this. And I think the first time that we heard Rafael Devers speak on the topic, he made it abundantly clear that he was the third baseman. And so the change there, yeah, credit to Alex Cora that he got them all on board. But the ego hit that must have been for Devers, I think, showed a little bit. I think he looked a little disengaged, and he stunk at the plate. Yeah. And so that's the issue I have there.
Well, yeah, he went 0-for-4 yep. and left a couple guys on in the – was that in the seventh mm-hmm. where he grounded out? I so you could argue that it's opening day and it happens and it's no big deal. But then I guess you could also ask the question about whether spending most of the time in Fort Myers being a little bit of a baby.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't a baby during practice.
Huh?
Like when we saw them practicing, he wasn't being a baby. He was there early.
But he stayed out of, like, he leaned heavily on being injured.
Yeah.
And was not available for a lot of things during spring training. So.
Oh, it will be something. I agree with Courtney. It is definitely just something to keep your eye on if it's something that you see continue where he's struggling at the plate.
Yeah.
Maybe this is something that is definitely affecting him. And we only come to that conclusion from talking to Will Middlebrooks yesterday, where he says some guys, when they are DHing, feel a little bit disengaged from the game, like they're not part of it all the way, or, you know, whatever the feeling is that they might be happening when they're sitting in the dugout when everybody else is in the field.
Well, that wasn't true, certainly, with David Ortiz.
But maybe David Ortiz was like, he was more of like a DH. And so his adjustment towards being a DH might have been a little bit easier because his expectations of playing first base weren't very high.
We've yet to discuss the terrifying power. Horrifying power of the Hillman Jinx.
I mean, yikes.
So, our guy Liam Hendricks on the IL, unfortunately.
He'll be fine.
Well, they're checking to see. They say they hope it's inflammation, but they're going to the same doctor, I think, that performed the Tommy John.
Mm.
And that is never good.
Oof. Yeah, man, another man down. Another interview down. That's unfortunate. So.
I mean, it would be great for the show if Ken is able to pull off the potential weekly spot that he's working on, but would it be good for the team?
I'm just, I feel like the Red Sox should feel fortunate that I had the Noro and I wasn't there to talk to Bregman, to be honest with you.
And Cora.
You're becoming like the Madden cover.
Right.
when guys get on.
Oh, that reminds me. I don't want to complain about where this city is and where our football franchise is, but the Hallmark and the NFL announced who gets the Hallmark Christmas movie this year because, of course, the Kansas City Chiefs love story was a runaway hit, apparently.
Of course.
It's the Buffalo Bills who get the Hallmark Christmas love story this year, not the New England Patriots.
But of course it's going to be Josh Allen is now engaged to Haley Steinfeld. Okay. Like, that's why.
I mean.
Huh?
So, oh, yeah.
Like, I'm guessing that Jennifer Love Hewitt is some sort of a Buffalo Bills fan stuck in upstate New York.
Right.
Can't meet somebody. And then finally on Christmas morning, she runs into Josh Allen at a toy store or something, and the two of them fall madly in love.
Right.
Yep.
We need Donnie Wahlberg on, like, the Hallmark Channel, you know.
Maybe we'll Celtics. Get a Celtics
one. Well, no, maybe we'll get a Pats, you know, we'll get a Pats one or something. Yeah. Or, you know, so that's kind of what we need.
Yeah, I think that let's hope that they're just good. I don't really care about the Hallmark.
You don't care about the Hallmark.
I mean, I
Christmas
think it's film. A lovely network.
This is Justin from Connecticut. Hey, Justin.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up?
Hey, first time caller, long time listener.
Thank you.
Yes, I get out on third shift, so I spend a lot of time with you guys when I get out in the morning, like more time than I really care to admit. But I just wanted to ask you guys. I wanted to ask you guys a quick question here. It's kind of like a trivia question for you guys. All right? Yeah. Could you here? I'm going to throw out some names and give me what everybody has here in common. All right?
Yeah.
AJ Brown, Cooper Kupp, DK Metcalf, Debo Samuel, Chris Godwin, Devonta Adams, Stephon Diggs, Terry McLaurin, George Pickens, Amon St. Brown.
They were all available except for Amon St. Brown, which he's with.
No, and that's important. We're all talking about that. We were all talking about these guys, though.
Uh-huh. I was going to say they all didn't want to come
to a lot of names,
but Stephon did. So,
Yeah, what do they all have in common?
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
What do they all have in common?
Yep.
None of them are first round picks.
Okay.
So I think what we need to do is we need to let our guys go ahead and draft the way we need to draft. And I know we've had a horrible track record doing this, right? But I mean, even Vrabel drafted AJ with in the second round. I think DK was the last guy in the second round that year. I think Debo was pretty close to the first of the second round, but of course they're all after N'Keal Harry.
Yeah,
but I think we just need to go ahead and like let our guys do their job. There's always a player available that's left in the later rounds for wide receivers. We just got to hit them. And we're eventually going to hit him. I mean, even a blind squirrel finds a nut, you know?
But Justin, like, the issue is for the last couple years and going forward, there's basically, like, never going to be a bad receiver class again, and yet the Patriots still can't find one. That's the issue, yeah. Is it's they keep throwing darts, and they still can't find anybody that's any good.
And where are you more likely to find a good receiver, in the first round or the second round?
The first round.
First round.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, for sure. But we're talking about all the receivers that you guys want to talk about that we should go out and have free agents for. These guys all came in the later rounds. But so it can be done. There's always a guy out there. And if we keep throwing darts, we will hit one. Even a blind squirrel finds it. Even if you throw darts with your eyes closed, eventually you're going to hit a bullseye.
Do you want to go over, Justin, the amount? Justin,
so many bad picks.
Justin, do you want to go over the number of receivers the Patriots have drafted with the greatest coach and then the greatest quarterback for a generation? How many were good?
Oh, absolutely. No, I'm with you guys. I mean, my favorite receiver that the Patriots had was Julian Edelman. He wasn't even a wide receiver.
What makes you believe that they would ever be able to find one? Even if they keep throwing darts, they're just going to keep missing. That's what they tried to do on Jalen Polk last year, and they missed again.
It's the law of averages. Well, maybe because Mike Vrabel found one and A.J. Brown, which you guys are ready to go ahead and throw away a value pick to go pay a guy $40 million.
Who's the value pick?
The fourth pick in the draft is a value pick.
Justin, I would ask you this question. If you could throw dots with your eyes open,
I want a dart
versus
in my neck.
Blindfolded, which one would you choose?
I would choose them with my eyes open.
Right. So
and
I
the
think,
Patriots obviously have been doing that, and they still haven't.
So I would think, like, if you could get a proven commodity in one of those wide receivers and you have to give up an asset, draft pick, why not, rather than roll the dice or, like he says, throw dots blindfolded on a guy that we don't know could hit?
Let's go over this. Bethel Johnson, second round, busto. P.K. Sam, fifth round, busto. Chad Jackson, king of the bus, second round. Brandon Tate, third round, bust. Taylor Price, third round, bust. Second round, Aaron Dobson, bust.
Yeah.
Fourth round, Malcolm Mitchell, well, that wasn't his fault. N'Keal Harry, how'd that work out?
No.
Tyquan Thornton, how'd that work out?
Like, not too good.
Yeah.
Jalen Polk doesn't look great either.
No.
Yeah.
But they're, you know, if you believe the if you read the tea leaves and believe what you hear, there Mike Vrabel wants to, when it comes to that, the whole wide receiver room, which exists as it is, wants to rework the whole thing. Like, I do you believe that they're in on somebody else free agent-wise?
No, not really.
So that's being made up to make you – so that's an interest king thing in your mind?
I think so. Like, you know, there's more rumors that Brandon Ayuk can be had for a pick, and I bet they'll be rumored to be involved in conversations about him too, and it's just not – like, it's just, they don't want to spend more money at the position.
Because if they were interested in another free agent, we would hear about that free agent on a visit. Well, you know, and the guys, when you start to look at the free agents that are available – you would hear about Amari Cooper taking a visit to New England. You would hear about Tyler Lockett taking a visit to New England. You would hear about Keenan Allen taking a visit to New England. So you'd be like, oh, okay. But we haven't heard any, and those guys have been, you know, free agents for a while now.
No, all you hear about visits is Travis Hunter's whole family coming in next week.
Yeah.
So,
right. A law of averages, I feel like they'll find one. Maybe they should just draft only receivers and one will be good.
All right. Well, you could talk about the New England Patriots and the draft all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI right up until 2:15, in which the Patriots will hold a press conference with an unnamed free agent. I'm guessing it must be Steph Diggs.
Why are they doing it that way?
Probably because honestly, probably because it's Cardi B who's going to speak for him.
Yeah, okay.
I'm okay with that.
That'll make Wiggy very happy.
Isn't it Cardi so B? Weird the things the Patriots are clandestine about? And they're telling us their draft plan, but not telling us who they're having a presser for.
And we will be right back.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.